From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook.
And I'm Michelle Norris. For his faithful fans, Vicente Fernandez is an icon, a living legend. And now Mexico's King of Mariachi has a new bilingual box set, and he's just launched his biggest U.S. tour ever. He's reaching out to old fans and hoping to attract new ones on this side of the border. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Victoria Malion has this story.
By the time Vicente Fernandez arrived in Stockton, California early in his tour, he'd already broken records. Stockton sold out faster than any other city, and the Fernandez show was the hottest ticket in the Stockton Arena's short history. And at Disco Azteca, a local record store where Fernandez's songs are on heavy rotation this day, his fans have no trouble explaining who he is.
Es el rey de la música ranchera.
Para mí representa lo mexicano, puro mexicano.
The king of ranchera, pure Mexican. For Salvador Suarez, who arrived here from the Mexican state of Jalisco 3 years ago, it takes just a few seconds to recognize one of the tunes blaring from every speaker.
Trata de que una pareja de recién, es una pareja, están allá, creo que en el rancho.
These songs called rancheras are considered Mexico's heartland music, backed by mariachi ensembles playing lavish arrangements, heavily swathed in strings. And Vicente Fernandez's operatic voice soars above, romanticizing the torture and splendor of rural life. Disco Azteca owner Elva Sanchez.
Es el charro más mexicano que tenemos en la actualidad.
He's the most Mexican cowboy around today. I mean, who doesn't know the song Volver, Volver? I think when most people hear Volver, Volver, they think about Vicente Fernandez in Mexico.
Volver, Volver, or To Return, catapulted the singer into stardom in 1976, breaking all record sales in Mexico. On the surface, it's a song about yearning for a lover. But, says LA Times arts writer Agustin Gursa, it resonated with his fans across the border for another reason.
It really appealed to the Mexican immigrant here in California because it has elements of nostalgia in the song. And you could interpret it as, I'm going to go back to Mexico. And it's sort of this longing and yearning for the homeland.
Gursa says fans also connect with Fernandez's own rags-to-riches story. Before he became a megastar, he struggled to survive, taking a series of odd jobs from dishwasher to shoeshine boy. Now that he's one of Mexico's highest-grossing artists of all time, landing an interview with Vicente Fernandez is like getting a sit-down with Elvis. Still, despite Fernandez's 50 million records, dozens of starring film roles, and a vast personal fortune, his fans perceive him as one of their own.
Si el corazón no ve, tan solo siente. La saben, hubo.
And on stage, Fernandez is known for giving his fans his all. In his three-hour marathon performances fueled by cognac and cigarettes, the artist tells the crowd he won't stop singing until they stop clapping. With his gigantic cowboy hat, jet black mustache, and gleaming charro outfit, he projects the image of a powerful, passionate, and fearless Mexican man.
That's his image, and that's why people love him, because he appeals to people that are basically, a lot of people that come here as immigrants, very powerless, with almost no ability to fight back in terms of their workplace or against immigration laws and that sort of thing.
Fernandez celebrates his Mexican pride in songs like Como México No Hay Dos, like Mexico, There's No Other, a song he chose to highlight on his new box set.
Es bonito California, quien lo duda. De la unión es lo mejor. Sus naranjos y sus vinos hechos de uva. Sus manzanas de color.
In it, he praises California's beauty, glamorous celebrities, and fine wines, but prefers the tequila of his homeland.
Pero yo prefiero un trago de tequila.
Just as there's only one Mexico, there's only one Vicente Fernandez. Nearing 70, Fernandez may be Mexico's last great master of the rural genre. For NPR News, I'm Victoria Mauleon.